Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. The payments industry is in the midst of a transformation. New alternative payment methods are cropping up, offering consumers more convenience at checkout. But there's a catch. These new methods are adding more payment channels for merchants to deal with, introducing a layer of complexity to the reconciliation process. In today's episode, we're going to unpack the common challenges that merchants face today. From managing global operations to wrestling with infrastructure complexities and dealing with escalating costs, the payments landscape is no walk in the park. Joining me today to delve further on the topic is Dan Coates, Principal Solution Evangelist at ACI Worldwide, and Daniel Key, Senior Analyst of Merchant Services at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to discuss the importance of payment reconciliation and how it's becoming a top priority for merchants and PSPs to optimize their operations. It's great to have you both here today. Dan, payment processing seems to be a never-ending battle for merchants and PSPs. What are the latest trends and contributing factors? And to take it a step further, what are the contributing factors that impact payments back office the most?
Yeah, what we're seeing is a trend for many more things. And when I say that, I'm going to break it down to three different things: multiple payment types, multiple channels, so that can be web or recurring or app or in-person, and then finally, multiple regions, multiple geos. To be honest, most merchants today have numerous channels. So you may even be in one single region, but you've got app and in-store and web. Even those who have one single acquirer struggle. And I'll give you a great example of this. A very large super acquirer here in the US, even within their own operations, has seven different platforms. And let me break it down to some statistics for you. More than 2 in 5 finance leaders don't trust the accuracy of their own financial data. That's absolutely wild. It takes more than a third of the month for things to be rectified, for mistakes to be corrected. And nearly 2/3 of a merchant's back office's team's time is spent just doing data reconciliation, just trying to match up this data, which means it takes almost a single month at the end of the year just to close the books. It's absolutely crazy because this is all caused by increased transaction volumes, completely different file formats, multiple payment currencies, different bank statements, multiple payments incidents, lots of disputes and refunds. These are all impacting operations today.
Yeah, in this day and age, merchants have a ton of different payments considerations to look at, and they don't always know what they're looking at. They're not payments experts. So when they're working with multiple acquirers or even one acquirer, and they're dealing with different geographies, it's just a lot for them to consider. And they don't know necessarily how to optimize and how to maximize their performance because they're busy being merchants. They're not busy being payments experts. It's a challenge for them.
Sounds like they're dealing with a lot of challenges at the moment. Dan, what are the most common difficulties and challenges that you're seeing that merchants are really facing today?
I'm once again going to break this down to three. First of all, global operations. The fact that as a merchant in a world that's digital, we're all global merchants now. So we're dealing with multiple payment channels around the world in multiple geos, which means multiple payment providers, multiple gateways, different acquirers in those regions. As you expand, you end up in this infrastructure crunch. It becomes time consuming to expand because of this scalability problem. I have more channels, so I have to reconcile more things. Because I have to reconcile more things, it becomes a scalability limiter because I can't expand to more regions until I get more people to reconcile things. In the end, I'll sum it up this way: mo money, mo problems. Mo money, mo problems. It's that simple. When you look, we have revenue leakage because we're getting in more money from more sources.
Yeah, on the surface, it's never been easier to scale a business because you can suddenly sell around the world without too much effort. You can reach places you never could have reached 20 years ago. But there's a lot that goes into that and a lot of back-end efforts, a lot of considerations in order to do it effectively. It's not necessarily as easy as it seems at first glance.
I will also say that when we look at it, we can think of it as one single layer, but what we're really seeing is multiple layers. You've got an authorization layer, and then on top of that, you've got your processors layer, and then on top of that, you have the acquirers layer, and then on top of that, you have the network layer, and then there's a layer with the issuer. And then coming back to your, say, merchant acquirer or that payment provider of choice, there's a settlement, a reconciliation, there's a payment. In all of those places, there's issues. There's places where things can go wrong.
If there's just 100 considerations for each individual payment, no matter where it's occurring, and certainly if you're expanding to other geographies or other areas.
Totally agree.
Sounds like there are challenges and difficulties in every single corner, and it may be tough to navigate that. You know, with that in mind, Dan, why should payment reconciliation be a top priority for merchants? And how can they turn the tide, simplify and optimize operations, and have more control overall?
Yeah, well, first I want to really define what is revenue leakage, because I want us to be very clear and understand that term. It can mean several things, but I'll give you a few examples. So first of all, it's chargebacks on refunded items. So you have a customer, they have a dispute, they call you up, you refund them for the item, but then maybe they were working on this simultaneously, they've also charged it back. So now all of a sudden you've given them the money back twice. There's also issues potentially where you have an approval somewhere along the path, but then an upstream entity, like I was just describing in that whole model of processor, acquirer, network, issuer, somebody doesn't approve it. So maybe the processor approved it, but the acquirer didn't approve it. Or maybe the processor approved it, but the network didn't approve it, or the issuer didn't approve it. And so that's a challenge as well. So you have to understand those things. And then finally, the transaction could be approved, but you didn't get funded for it. So all of these things tend to be problems. So revenue leakage is a really, really, really big challenge that we have to think about. And that's why payments reconciliation is so important, because you have to be able to identify this revenue leakage such that you can address it and attack it.
And as we've said earlier, you know, merchants don't have the wherewithal to do this on their own. It's not so simplistic. There's a need for additional solutions and support in handling reconciliation, because there's a lot of considerations that merchants just don't know about.
And you know, Daniel, I was also noting recently, going to several conferences, that one of the things that we've been talking about is payments orchestration. In a world of payments orchestration, where you're handling authorization, smart authorization, least cost routing, then you're also handling fraud evaluation on top of that, then you're also handling authentication on top of that, all of these things together, things become just more and more complex. You throw then the regulatory structure on top of it. Keeping track of what's happening to your payments at any given time is more complex than it's ever been.
Absolutely. I think in recent years, merchants have been given more tools and more opportunities than ever before, but they've come with a need to manage all of them and understand so much more. And that's where something like orchestration, which I agree is a very hot topic at the moment, can come in and be helpful. But it's also a whole new kind of solution that merchants are not familiar with at this time either.
Yep.
We've been hearing about payments orchestration a lot, I feel, this year. Dan, you touched upon this already, but can you speak to why it is such an important solution and strategy for merchants to keep in mind, especially when they're tackling with these various issues and challenges, and how payments orchestration can really optimize their payment back office, their financial accuracy and accounting?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's talk about payments orchestration. Payments orchestration is really exciting because of the explosion of payments everywhere. And because of that explosion, that means that we are in fact saying it's not good enough to have one option. It's not option A or option B, it's option A and option B. So having those together. So that means having multiple acquirers, maybe multiple processors, maybe multiple options, then presenting that choice to customers saying, I'm going to offer you card payments, but I'm also going to offer you wallets. I'm also going to offer you PayPal. I'm also going to offer you a buy now, pay later option. I might offer you a cryptocurrency option. And then you throw on top of that, that regulatory structure. Everybody is still, I think, dealing in some ways with PSD2 and the regulations there. Guess what? Right around the corner, we have PSD3. We're not entirely sure what's going to happen there, but it's probably going to be evolutionary, not revolutionary. But still, there's going to be all these changes. And when you have all those regulatory changes and the environment keeps expanding, it's not good enough to have a bolt-on solution where we bolt on this and bolt on that. You really have to think of it from a platform perspective. But finally, once you get to the bottom of that, you realize that you still have to reconcile everything that's come in. And when you think of those things to get that financial accuracy, you're looking at focusing on reducing mistakes. You're looking at identifying errors quickly. You're looking at wanting to gain visibility of cross-channel and cross-region payments data. And finally, you want to free up resources. I mentioned at the beginning how much time and effort that merchant staffs take to reconcile all this information. You want to free up those resources. You want them to be doing high-value tasks. So ACI has a product, we call it Revenue Optimizer. It accomplishes all these things. It automates this time-consuming process. and helps you with mistake-prone tasks, makes them mistake-free. It allows you to consolidate all of this data in one place. It gives you transaction lifecycle visibility. Remember I was saying, hey, something might be authorized, but it may not be paid. You need to have that visibility. It gives you customized reports. It detects those unmatched transactions in the payment system. And it's doing it all in real time. And when I say real time, as soon as the data is loaded, it's all going in to one system, one way, so you can identify everything.
Absolutely. What I think is really exciting about orchestration solutions is this holistic picture of a merchant's entire payments operations, where you can see all of the different types of payment methods come in, how they're routed, whatever PSPs you have a relationship with, and you get this great data and analytics you can pull from it. It can help with fraud. There's this much bigger picture you can see when all payments are handled by one orchestration layer. It simplifies things and it enables a lot of great opportunities on top of taking things off of a merchant's plate.
Yeah, and I think a lot of merchants just think of their payments as sort of a binary thing. Either I got paid or I didn't. But there's a really big kaleidoscope in between when we take a look at how well are we performing? How many approvals do we have? What's the percentage of approvals? Am I getting that in all segments? Am I getting that in all geographies? And then saying, okay, how can I do better? How can I improve my authorizations? Or maybe conversely, how can I reduce my costs? So maybe shifting from signature debit to pinless debit will significantly reduce my costs if I can shift the rails there. But in order to do these things, you have to have a system. You have to have a platform in place that will enable you to, first of all, identify these KPIs. And then when you make these changes, continue to reconcile it and tell you that you've actually met those KPIs.
Yeah, it's all about optimization and making the most of all these opportunities. And orchestration can really help with that.
Absolutely.
Thank you both for sharing your insights and perspective. And thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.